Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 FIPA in Biarritz, France. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Mordechai Vardi, who is presenting his documentary The Field at the festival. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So I watched the film. It was very interesting. It was very fascinating. But I was wondering, would you be able to introduce it for our listeners who are not familiar with it yet?
Okay, this film is about an initiative that takes place in the West Bank between Jerusalem and Hebron, 16 kilometers from Jerusalem south. And in this place, Ali Abu Awad is a Palestinian who have a field which belongs to his family. And he decided to make this field a center where Palestinians and settlers can meet and discuss. And they established a grassroots initiative called Roots, in which people on the ground trying to find a language to discussion and to get to peacemaking together.
Would you say that this initiative is unique?
It's very unique. It's the first time that Palestinians and settlers are sitting together, because they are supposed to be enemies. But this is, you know, the edge of the conflict.
And why did you decide to make a film about it?
Because I think that news is about the present and documentary is about the future. And I think that maybe in this place starting a part of history, because this conflict sometime will be solved. But how? Now, this initiative suggests that maybe not the politicians will solve the problem, because, you know, the politicians have different interests. Their main interest is to be selected. So sometimes, as the conflict is more bitter and more bloody, they earn it, because people are depending on a very strong government. So maybe the politicians, both sides, prefer that the conflict goes on. But the people on the ground, they want to live their lives. So maybe from the people that are neighbors, Palestinians and settlers, maybe this is the place from where peace can grow.
So you hope that they will be watching this film, this documentary?
Of course, they are watching. I was invited with this film to the house of the president of Israel, with the high staff of the president. And really, they said that this kind of film can show the politicians above that on the area people are waiting for the solution. So this will push them to find a formula how we can live together.
Just getting back to your point that you made earlier, that documentary is for the future, I would like to understand whether that's the reason why you make documentaries and why you think that documentaries, as a thing, maybe as a work of art or as a thing that exists in the world,
yes,
is useful for the future.
I think also as an art, and also, you know, a newspaper, you read it today, but tomorrow is useless. But film and art, you make them to be relevant in 10, 20, 100 years. So I think that films must touch the issues or the points that are turning points in people's life, and they go deeper than the, you know, just an article about what's happening now.
So returning to the field and the documentary itself, that is screening here. Of course, one of the fascinating things and one of the powerful things about the movie is that you hear people talk about peace, and Roots is, you know, a non-violent organization. But then you hear voices from the media, from the radio, from the TV, that talk about violence all the time. And this is a very sharp contrast.
Yes, it was really on the area, because Ali's field, if you go 300 meters to the south, you get to the junction where most of terror attacks were taking place in that time. So people were dying every day, Palestinians and Israelis, 300 meters from there, and the army took place with the special soldiers with their faces covered and their weapons on their hand. And 300 meters from there, peacemakers, people are meeting and talking. So the reality is very contrary.
Doesn't it also show that it's very difficult to maybe remain neutral when you live that situation every day? And you think maybe you feel guilty for being neutral. I don't know.
You know, really, I thought when the intifada, when the violence took place in this area, I thought that I don't have a film. I thought that they will not be able to speak in this high tension time. But what happened is that in that time, people thought that they can bring out their feelings the most powerful way, and also to disagree about things. But I discovered that in that place, it's a very safe place for everyone to bring himself, and the other will listen to him, even if he will not agree with him. So this is a real place for peace, because if you always have to say nice things and not to be real, so you don't have the opportunity to go deeper. And when everyone can open his heart and say all the things he feels, especially when the area is in the flames.
That's it. These talks and these conversations. Also, when I was watching them, I was realizing that the story seems to be the same, but it's a completely different version of the story. And it's very hard to get people to agree on a version that suits both. Maybe it's because the story has been told for so long, and it's very difficult to tell it in a different way.
Yes, we have two narratives, and every one of us, every part comes with his narrative about how to tell the story of the area, with the history and with the feelings and with the beliefs and with the religion. So we have two narratives. Now you have to open your mind and realize that the other side has his narrative. Now you have to listen and to understand, really. I came to this field the first time I heard the Palestinian narrative, from the first source. And it was interesting for me. It doesn't make me weak, because I have my story, but I want deeply to understand his story, because these two narratives must find a way to live together. And it's a story, and when I know that I'm coming with my story, he come with his narrative, and we have to, to negotiate and to find place to everyone. And the most important thing in peace is to give the other side a place in your heart, in your mind, and he know that you are listening to him and you understand him to the end. And then when this is the open way to make peace.
Final question, because we're running out of time, but I want to get back to the actual filmmaking side of the field.
Yes.
That took you 2.5 years to make.
Yes.
It always strikes me, because that's quite a commitment, but at the same time, how do you know when to finish, when to stop filming?
Well, I finish film, the sign to finish a film is deadline.
It comes down to that.
At first I thought that the end of the film will be when Ali is publishing his book that he is writing. But till now we didn't finish it, so I didn't have the original ending. But
has he seen the film?
Ali?
Yeah.
Of course, he is here. Yes, he comes to the festivals and he speaks, and it's very important, that Palestinian is the establisher of this initiative, not us,
yes,
but the other side, the weak side.
Yeah. the part of the... So this film exists to be seen in Israel by Palestinians, but also the world at large, to spread some sort of a message.
Yes, yes.
To humanize the conflict, because it's very difficult to understand a lot of the times what is actually happening.
Yes, I think most of the time the press and the people tend to ask who's the good guy and who is the bad guy in the story. And I come with the film that it doesn't deal with blaming, just people, determined to... they want to make peace. They want to get their life normal. They want to find themselves feeling at home in their places. And, I realize that I will not feel at home until I will see my neighbors feel at home.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure. And I wish you all the best with your film, which our Monday listeners called The Field. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.